So, Chief, you're calling it a career.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, I've been in the work world for a little over 45 years, and I've been in the fire service for 43, between my volunteer life and here, and I think it's a little bit, with all the stuff I've done in the past, and so I think it's time to slow her down a little bit and enjoy time with my wife and travel and grandkids.
Right, yeah. How old are you, Tom?
66.
Okay.
Just turned, yeah.
So good time to retire.
Yeah, no, I think for sure. I mean, I'm a guy who who's always loved what I do, no matter what the job was. I've had, when I think back on my career, you know, the different places I've worked, the different things I've done, the different things I've been involved with, and, you know, we're going to continue to do a little bit of that too as well, but, you know, at a much smaller scale, and we're going to try to, I've never been a guy that's taken a lot for holidays or time, so it's time.
Yeah, good. Time to put the feet up. Most of your work life is in construction, right?
Yeah, I was at Gorf Contracting. I'm a crane operator by trade, but I was at Gorf for just about 27 years. You know, previous to that, I worked actually, which a lot of people wouldn't remember because I'll date myself now, but 77 to 80, I worked for Public Works in South Porcupine. You know, I worked previous to that for not young John DeLoss, his dad, for a stint. And yeah, so I've worked in a number of different places for sure over the years.
Yeah. How long were you mayor?
I was mayor for 2 terms, 8 years.
Okay, and before that you were?
I was counselor for just about 10 years. I had replaced Frank Krasnarek back in 94 for, I finished a term, 9 month stint, and then I did 3 terms as a counselor, took a term off from 2004 to 6, and then came back as mayor in 2006 to 2014.
So when the chief's job came open in 2019, you applied for?
Well, yeah, there, you know, there was some dialogue. It's not a job that I ever envisioned in my career path. I mean, I had moved from the mayor's job to Lakeshore Gold. I'd been there for 4.5 years. I enjoyed it. You know, my goal was to retire there at the time, and you know, there was things that came up that, you know, tweaked my interest, and the rest is history.
So it's been just a little over 3 years?
Yeah, it was three. I started here in April of 2019.
And one thing a lot of people forget too is that you're not just fire chief, you're emergency services coordinator.
Yeah, and that's been a big part of the role. I mean, we've had you know, a number of evacuations from other communities that have come to Timmins, and you know, we're lucky we got a great team in that, but I mean, it still becomes part of your responsibility, and COVID obviously has been, you know, 2.5 years on now, I guess, of that 3 year time. And we've had, you know, some states of emergency declared during that time. And, you know, when I think about back at the start of that with trying to get PPE and masks and where this was going, yeah, the emergency management piece takes a lot more time than I think what people really envision, for sure. So it's been a big component of the job.
Yeah, you picked a heck of a time. When
I was mayor, right, we had the big forest fire, and you know, a lot of people forget that we had the closure of Tembeck Grant, and shortly after the Met side, right. So I mean, I've seen a few challenges for sure in my life.
What do you think your legacy is to the fire department as you leave?
I just think stability. I think at the end of the day, I mean, I've been, you know, I'd have to include my volunteer time in that. So, I mean, you know, being part of the fire department, you know, when I think of when I first started, it was, you know, to volunteer to the community. It was an opportunity to learn a skill and many skills that you can use in everyday life. And I think, you know, over the time, did I help with training? Did I help, you know, grow either the South End or the Whitney Fire Department in the times I was there? Yeah, I think I added for sure something good. And in this job here, I think, you know, we've made some positive changes. I think we've got a good nucleus of volunteers. We could always use more. We have a great paid fire department. You know, we've modernized some of our equipment. And I think we brought some stability to the job for sure.
What advice would you have for whoever succeeds you as chief?
I just think communication is, you know, in today's world when we have so much communication, it seems to be the hardest thing to do. So I think, you know, to be able to communicate, whether it's to the public, to council, you know, to your staff, to your volunteers, is always a challenge. I think, you know, I would think, you know, somebody should definitely be prepared for the emergency management side of the job, for sure, because it does throw some twists and curves into the everyday life. But, you know, my whole time in working, you know, especially over the past 20, 25 years, has been about working and building a team. And I think that's probably the real key.
Okay. Do you have anything you want to add to any of this?
No, it's just been, you know, no different than, you know, when I was mayor or council or any job that I've ever done. It's been a pleasure to work. The city has been really good to myself, to my family, and, you know, it's a great organization when I look at the fire service and the service that we have in Timmins, and I wish everybody the best going forward. And we're not leaving Timmins, we're not going anywhere, and we will be involved in some shape or form.
Let's confirm or dispel a myth that started the minute your job was posted. Oh, good, Tom's running for office again.
No, I mean, I think if you think of the timing, if I was running for office, I'd have to be gone now, because I think by August 19th, you have to have your name in. I've been asked, begged in some cases, but no, I mean, Tom has done his service, and it's not something that Tom is looking at in the next bit anyway.
So you're here till the end of October?
I'm here till October 31st, yes.